Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss new revelations about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's connections with Turkish authorities. They speak with Andrew Kent, a professor at Fordham University Law School.
Andrew Kent, what do you see as the biggest legal issue that Michael Flynn is facing right now?
Yeah, I think it continues to be his failure to register as an agent of the Turkish government, something which it seems like is being investigated. The willful failure to register is a federal crime. It's not often prosecuted as such. Often involves, lobbying and, business dealings and other things. When it's involving somebody who became the National Security Advisor of the United States, it's natural that prosecutors would take that more seriously. So I think that's probably the number one concern that he should have, that he was acting on behalf of the government of Turkey and receiving payments for that while failing to disclose that as federal law requires.
Andrew, we've been talking a little bit about Turkey. We've been talking a little bit about Russia. With the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel to look into specifically involvement with the Trump campaign and Russia, is everything that has to do with Michael Flynn now within Mueller's bailiwick, or just the part regarding his contacts with Russia?
So that's a good question, and it's obviously quite an important one. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, who's acting in place of Jeff Sessions, who's recused, wrote a letter setting out the scope of what Robert Mueller can investigate. And the main thing he said is that Mueller is authorized to conduct the investigation that was confirmed by James Comey when he was FBI director, testifying before the House Intelligence Committee in March. And there, what Comey said essentially was that he was conducting a counterintelligence investigation into the Russian government efforts to influence the election and any associated crimes. So, on its face, that would not seem to cover, matters between, for example, Michael Flynn and Turkey, which at least at this time seem to be separate from the Russia matter.
And that's Andrew Kent, a professor at Fordham University Law School, speaking with the Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law in the Netherlands, activist investor Elliott Management faces Dutch paint maker AkzoNobel in court today. Elliott is trying to oust Akzo's chairman and pave the way for takeover talks with a U.S. company, PPG. Akzo has rebuffed three takeover offers from PPG, the latest valued at almost $30 billion.
In Pittsburgh, jury selection begins today in the sex assault trial of comedian Bill Cosby. He's accused of drugging and molesting a college basketball team manager in 2004. Cosby says the contact was consensual. The trial is set to begin June 5th. It's expected to last about 2 weeks.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.